I think all teenage girls go through that kind of struggle of being really aggressive and having problems with your parents and things like that, and it's rarely kind of seen in films, or it's rarely portrayed in films very accurately. What I most liked about Amy was that she was really comfortable with her sexuality. That was never a question.
A weird thing with Bad Girls is that it's a thriller, which you rarely kind of see with LGBT themes of any kind. And it's just sort of casually put in there, and it's a sort of a sideline to the action and the kind of what's going on as well. How do you think that might change like people's perception of these characters and their relationship?
I think that's great, though, because it doesn't focus, it's not at the forefront of it. It's just kind of like, oh, these are just people who are the same as everybody else. Who have ended up in this awful kind of situation, and it doesn't, the sexuality doesn't play a huge part of it. I think it's important to start seeing LGBTQ characters like in the mainstream without focusing on the fact that they are.
With Amy and Chloe, their like relationship is really hard to identify in any way. It's like, it's not at all clear what either of them really want for like about the first half of the film. What do you think they seem like they're seeking when they start out?
I think Amy is looking for companionship, especially having just come out of juvie and things like that. I think it's more unclear what Samara's character is doing, because you can kind of sense that she's got some kind of ulterior motive, but you're not exactly sure what it is until the film kind of drops in, and then it really kind of starts to move along when you realize that she's psycho.
How do you think she actually, like, her relationship with her parents in this film is also pretty hard to pin down. How do you think she actually views them? Because it seems like she wavers a lot on that throughout the film.
I mean, I think like every teenager, she struggles with feeling like she's being understood. But then you throw in the fact that she's adopted. Then you throw in the fact that she's an only child. She's got nobody to compare anything to. I think she's just struggling with finding her place. And it would be, and I found it really interesting that on one level she's so confident with her sexuality and who she is as a young woman, but on the other hand she still kind of wishes she had just a mother who kind of was got her a little bit more, or who she had more in common with, who she could identify with a little bit more. I think every teenager kind of has that stage, but it was just heightened in the film because of the situation they were put in. And so she very quickly became grateful to her parents.
And something else I noticed was that the relationships between all the characters, not just Amy and Chloe, were built up of lots of really short little moments rather than any particularly long and drawn out scenes where you have, you know, long conversations and that kind of bonding going on. How long did it take you and Samara and the other actors to get that all right?
We had very little time. We shot the film in 21 days, and we really only met properly when we got out there. So we just kind of, and it was very lucky because we didn't test together or anything. We didn't audition together. So it was just really lucky that we bonded as quickly as we did, because a lot of those scenes just happened really organically, and as we got to know each other, became better friends. So the scenes just became more intricate in that way because we were still getting to know each other as well.
Just going back to the thriller theme a little bit, how do you think this is going to maybe change the future of what we might see? Because it's a pretty unexplored kind of area of these kind of films.
Yeah, well, like I was saying before, like, I think it's really exciting to be going to a queer film festival, but seeing a film that doesn't necessarily just, like, focus on the struggle of sexuality the entire time. Like, LGBTQ people are everywhere, and they should be represented in all kinds of films. They should just be characters who are in amongst everybody else without it kind of being an issue, because then I think it becomes more accepted in normal society when we get to see those characters just living a normal life as well.
Yeah.
And dealing with things the same way that other people would deal with them. I think that's really important. I think it's really exciting that a film like this got asked to go to the Mardi Gras Film Festival for that reason, and I'm stoked because it means I get to go.
One other thing with the film is it gets really, really intense near the end. I mean, it's a thriller, but when you watched it back after seeing the finished product, did you find it like difficult or sort of really surprising how it turned out?
I was like, because I write and direct a couple of things as well. So I was pretty sure what it was going to be. Watching it with Samara was pretty funny. She was a bit squirmish, which was hilarious because we know what's in there. I mean, seeing it all cut together and everything is really exciting. And we were able to sit down together and watch it for the first time. So that was really cool. I'll just make a point that I think it's really cool to see women being the perpetrator of violence in a film as well, which sounds like an odd thing to say, but so often we're like the victims of stuff. So I just thought it was really fun to see kind of like two chicks really go at each other. And I was really stoked to be part of that. I think the most like climactic part of the film is when we end up in the pool at the end, but that was by far the worst thing to shoot. We were in there for far too long and all that kind of stuff. But I don't know, my favorite stuff is kind of just when it really gets into the action. I hadn't really been able to do that stuff before, and always felt capable of doing it and always seen men do it and all that kind of stuff. So anytime that it kind of kicks in, anytime that we kind of punch each other or kind of kick each other, those are my favorite bits.